Well, good morning and welcome to online worship at Altador Church this Sunday, April the 24th. I'm actually away this week, but I did want to have a time to share with you for those that cannot come to our Altador Informal, which promises to be a good time of wonderful worship. It's a workshop on peace in a chaotic world. And so we're going to talk about peace today as well. And in the spirit of peace and reconciliation, we acknowledge that we live, work, and play on the traditional territories of the Blackfoot Confederacy, Siksika, Kainai, the Kani, the Tsuut'ina, the Stoney Nakoda Nations, the Métis Nation Region 3, and all people who make their homes in the Treaty 7 region of Southern Alberta. We also reaffirm our pledge to stand for justice and our commitment that our church is a place where all people, regardless of race, culture, sexuality, or faith, are welcome. And together we hope that all can find the true love of God and authentic community. Our call to worship today. We gather together in the name of the one who bids us come, Jesus, our risen Savior. We gather together to hear the words of the one who is love. God is love. And we gather together to sing praises of the one who teaches peace. Come, let us worship. And a prayer, an opening litany for peace. Christ sets before us this day, this life and day, and calls us life and death, and calls for us to choose life that we and our children may live. We accept life, so teach us to live. Christ sets before us this day the challenge to seek peace and to pursue it. We accept the challenge of peace, and so enable us to pursue it. Christ sets before us this day the call to be peacemakers, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to a suffering world. We gather to embody God's love and desire for peace for all people, to hear and give voice to creation's cry for justice and peace. We gather to name and confront the influence of evil within and among us, to repent of our silence and complicity with the powers of chaos and death. We gather together to join with the oppressed and troubled people of the world in the struggle for liberation and peace, for justice, healing, and wholeness of life. We gather to embrace the unity of God's people and Christ's church to make peace a reality. Our scriptures, Old Testament scripture today, comes from 1 Kings chapter 19. We'll read verses 1 to 18. 1 Kings 19, starting at verse 1. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid, and he ran for his life. And when he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I've had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." And he looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals, a jar of water. And he ate and he drank and he lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank, and strengthened by that food, he traveled for 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. And there he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too." The Lord said, Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, What are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too. The Lord said to him, Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Japhat, from Abel-Mahaloah, to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and whose mouths have not kissed him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our prayer today will be in two parts. First, a prayer of confession, and then a prayer for peace. We let fears control us, and we let doubt become the way of life for us. If we but look, we will see our lives and our world cradled in God's loving hands. So let us confess our lack of faith, even as we trust the one who has promised to listen to our words, as well as our hearts. Join me as we confess together, saying, They can be such giants in our lives, God of grace. Each day our fears, our doubts, our worries wash over us, until we come to believe that you do not care for us. There seems to be so much wrong in the world. We are convinced that there is nothing good that we can do. The storms of sin and temptation batter at us, and we cower, unable to find the faith to withstand them. Forgive us, God of hope. Remind us that if we but open our hearts, you will heal us. If we but listen to your words, we will hear peace and joy. If we but open our lives to you, we can go forth to serve our sisters and brothers, even as we have been served by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so with calming words, with a peaceful spirit, with overflowing love of hope, our God forgives us and fills us with faith. Our God affirms us for who we are. Those whose brokenness is made whole, whose sin is forgiven, whose lives overflow with faith. Thanks be to God. Amen. And we continue in prayer. Gracious Lord, we dream of a world free of poverty and oppression, and we yearn for a world free of vengeance and violence, and we pray for your peace. When our hearts ache for the victims of war and oppression, help us to remember that you healed people simply by touching them, and give us faith in our ability to comfort and heal bodies and minds and spirits that have been broken by violence. When the injustice of this world seems too much for us to handle, help us to remember that you fed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and give us hope that what we have to offer will turn out to be enough. When fear of the power and opinions of others tempt us to not speak up for the least among us, help us to remember that you dared to turn over the tables of the money changers and give us the courage to risk following you without counting the cost. When we feel ourselves filled with anger at those who are violent and oppressive, help us remember that you prayed for those who killed you, and give us compassion for our enemies too. When we tell ourselves that we have given all we can to bring peace to this world, help us to remember your sacrifice. And give us the miracle of losing a little more of ourselves in serving you and our neighbors. Walk with us, Jesus, our risen Lord, as we answer your call to be peacemakers. Increase our compassion, our generosity, and our hospitality for the least of your children. Give us the courage, the patience, the serenity, and the self-honesty and the gentleness of spirit that are needed in a world filled with turmoil and terror. We pray all of this in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Our second scripture reading from the New Testament comes from Mark chapter 4, and we'll read verses 35 to 41. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Peace. Peace in a chaotic world. Peace is something that has been desired from the beginning of time. One of my favorite Spanish songs that we would sing in Bolivia is called Paz en la Tormenta. It translates, "You can have peace in the middle of the storm, faith and hope when you cannot continue. Even when your world is shattered, the Lord will guide your steps and give you peace in the storm." Jesus had that peace, and Jesus shares that peace with us. He gifts it to us. He gives it to us. How, do we ask? How do we have that kind of peace? And as I said, it's an age-old problem. Elijah experienced it in the scripture that we read, and the disciples needed to learn it too. They all needed the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and they needed the Prince of Peace, and to know him and his peace. Elijah was really scared for his life, wasn't he? He'd run away. It was legit, because Jezebel was out to kill him. And so he ran far. And an angel came. In other words, God came. And a few things happened. He slept. He ate. He drank. He was cared for physically, and God provided that. And then he went looking for God. He set a goal. And he went for it. And what happens when we look for God? Like Elijah, we find him. Elijah also got exercise. I mean, a 40-day walk is a little more than exercise, and is more than I'd probably be prepared to do. But Elijah was moving. He just didn't sit around and wait for God to come to him. He went looking for God. And then he listened to God. God wasn't in the wind. God wasn't in the noisy earthquake or the fire. God was in the still, small voice. And Elijah, who was listening for God, heard it. And then he did exactly what God said to him. And what had changed? Well, not much. I mean, a little bit of time, probably a month and a half. But his life was still in turmoil, and he was in danger. But he now knew that God was with him in the midst of the turmoil and the danger, in the midst of the storm. He learned to feel the peace of God deep within him. And then He followed God back to where he was meant to go. And he lived a life that was able to share God's peace with others because he had peace. The disciples, too, were in the midst of a storm, literally. They, too, were afraid for their lives. They thought they were going to drown. So what did they do? They went to Jesus. They looked for God. And God showed up and scared them a little by commanding the wind and the waves. And then Jesus, after he did that, rebuked them for their fear and their lack of faith. But they got to know the Prince of Peace, and they discovered peace in the middle of the storm. And the peace of God reached deep within them. Now, we know that both Elijah and the disciples lost that peace a few times, as Scripture tells us. But they learned to cling to the promise that's found in John 14. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. It's our memory verse for this week again. They all eventually became people of peace, sharing God's peace to a very needy world. Francis of Assisi learned the same lessons. His early life was full of turmoil, and he needed peace. And he found it when he got to know Jesus Christ, the risen Savior and the Prince of Peace. And he penned that famous poem that is put to music on the song list that is attached to the email that you where you found this link. Make me an instrument of your peace. I love this poem and I love the song. Make me an instrument of your peace, Lord. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. What a wonderful, wonderful poem. Prayer, really, isn't it? Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. You see, Francis found peace. He found the peace of God that reached deep into his soul as he prayed this prayer over and over. And when he was able to share God's peace to a very needy world, we too can have that same peace, God's peace. It can reach deep into our souls. It can help us combat the anxieties and the fears when we trust in him. And then we can share that with others. We can learn from Elijah to care for ourselves, to eat and drink and rest and get good exercise. And then to seek out God and spend time listening for that still small voice and know that he is with us always. We can learn from the disciples not to be afraid, but to have a faith in God and let his peace reach deep into our very core. And we can pray over and over and over. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. And as we become people of peace, serving the Prince of Peace, then we can become instruments of peace to a world that needs that so desperately right now. Each of us need that peace, and each of us need to help others find God's peace too. Let us pray. Help us to listen for your still small voice, to hear you. Teach us, God, to be a people of peace, serving a Prince of Peace. Make us instruments of your peace to this needy world. Amen. Hear the words of Jesus. If you love me, then listen to my voice and do what I say. And I and my Father will draw close to you and will make our home within you. I'm leaving you with a gift the world cannot give, peace of heart and mind. So do not let your heart be troubled or afraid. Go from here to love and serve the Lord, confident in the peace that Christ offers to each one of us, knowing that God goes with us wherever we may go. Amen.